Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Apostle Preachy from the heart of God. Today, as you receive the word, prepare your heart and mind to receive from the Lord.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new morning and welcome to this beautiful new month. I pray that the grace of the Lord will minister to you, that it will really tangibly affect every aspect of your life in this season. The Lord doesn't really want us to bow down to the pressures, to the challenges, to the giants that stand in our way. Instead, He wants us to overcome every single one of them. He wants us to have a victor's attitude, a champion's heart in every season of our lives. Let me read this scripture for you. This is from James chapter 5 and verse 13. The Bible says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone among you cheerful? Then he is to sing praises." So there's two particular scenarios that the Lord is painting before you. One is a group of people that are suffering, and second is a group of people that are cheerful, that are joyful, that are filled with testimonies and answers, and their prayers have been answered and they've been just blessed and they've just gotten their breakthrough and they've just gotten a prayer answered. And this is what the Bible says both these categories of people should do. The first category of people that are suffering, that are struggling, and all of us have suffering in one or the other areas of our life. None of us have 100% problems sorted out, 100% of our prayers answered. If we reach a place where we don't have anything to pray for, if you reach a place where we have no challenges at all, I really doubt if we are really pursuing the will of God for our lives here on the earth, because God's plan for you is massive. It is so huge that it will cause you to rely on Him, to increase your faith. And in that pursuit of greater victories, there will be some struggle, there will be some suffering. But the Lord says, when you are suffering, when you are in the edge of that challenge, when you are about to give up, when you don't have any other options, that is when you have to pray and pray and pray all the more. Jesus did it Himself. When He was about to be crucified, when He was about to be arrested, He was about to face a massive challenge, earthly speaking, physically speaking, relationally speaking, in every way He was drained out. And what did Jesus do? He chose to pray. He chose to talk to the Father. He chose to open up His heart, His emotions, His wounds, His challenges before the presence of His Father. And the Bible says, as Jesus prayed, angels came from heaven to strengthen Him. And I believe that as some of you pray about your struggles, as some of you cry about the pain that you're going through today, there is going to be angelic intervention. There is going to be angelic provision. There is going to be angelic assistance in your area of need. Your prayer is not just a place for you to vent out to the Lord. It is a place for you to build a communication portal between heaven and earth. You're actually building a ladder. That ladder, that prayer is that ladder that causes angels to ascend and descend between your room and between that portal in heaven. The second category of people that James is trying to address is a group of people that are cheerful, that are happy, that are filled with joy. And the Bible says, such a group of people, they ought to sing praises. They have to constantly find a way to worship. They have to constantly find a way to express that joy, verbalize, articulate that joy. Please remember, prayer is also a kind of an articulation, a verbalization of that internal struggle that you're facing. And here James says, if you've got joy, if you've got cheerfulness in your heart, and if you've got testimonies and blessings in your heart, then you have to find a way to articulate it in the songs that you sing, in the way that you express your joy, in the way that you express your acceleration in the heart that you are experiencing, the way that you express it to the Lord. There is a way that you can really go all out in celebration, in thanksgiving, in praises, and you can make that a part and parcel of your life. Now, just like I said, most of us will definitely have a reason to pray. Most of us will have one or the other areas in our life where we do struggle. Most of us will also have at least one area where you can be cheerful about, one thing that you can rejoice, one thing that you can be happy about, and that one thing is good enough for you to sing praises. When the disciples of Jesus, when they came to him, and they were very happy about the fact that, you know, so many signs and wonders happened in their ministry and demons were submitted to them, Jesus replied to them saying, "Don't be so happy because demons are subjected to you. Instead, rejoice because your names are written in the book of life." Right there, I just gave you one reason for you to be cheerful, one reason for you to be joyful, one reason for you to sing praises. It is the fact that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And if you truly believe that, if you're really founded on the understanding that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, then you have to rejoice, then you have to celebrate, then you have to live the rest of the day like you've just won a lottery, like you've just won the World Cup, like everything that you ever lived for, it's already accomplished. You have to rejoice. So there is a way that you pray and there is a way that you rejoice. The Bible says, is any one of you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? Then he is to sing praises. May you have a lifestyle of prayer and praises in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for this grace you're giving us today. Help us to not do anything outside of prayer and praises today. Everything that we do today, let it either be a prayer or let it either be a praise. Give us the revelation, the eyes that is required to see everything from these perspectives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead. For more details and resources, connect with us at apostlepreachy.com.